On the Red River Farm Network, the success of a corn crop starts with breeding and genetics. Moorhead-based Pioneer Senior Research Manager Dennis Dolan says corn breeding resources have nearly doubled over the past 5 years. The Moorhead Research Facility has both an 85- and 90-day corn breeding program.
So I predominantly work in the 85-day program, so hybrids that would range from 82 to 87, so we'll be just right in this region. A couple things that have also changed in the last couple of years, we really did a little bit of reorganization about 5 years or so ago. So we really have an increased focus on this area, and we can now advance hybrids predominantly right just for this area, and that helps us concentrate on the traits that are important to this region.
Dolan says the number of corn acres grown in the northern North Dakota and Minnesota increased substantially from 15 to 20 years ago. With the increased acreage, there has been a focus on maturity and key traits.
And what we advance on in this region that's different for other regions of corn, and a couple of the bigger ones are brittle snap, and there's been some isolated storms in the region here this year for certain, so everyone's probably familiar with that trait. Another is Goss's wilt. That's a trait that's very important in our breeding program, so we do screening nurseries for Goss's wilt. One of the things at Pioneer that I kind of pride myself on is our ability to characterize hybrids well. We put a lot of resources into characterizing the traits that are important for this area.
And you can hear more from Dolan in the Pioneer Agronomy Update video on the Red River Farm Network's Facebook page.
General Mills.